number 11008, Cape and Lupin School District, East Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, a special use exception to place a manufactured home-type structure as a classroom for a period of 5 years.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
You need to be sworn in.
Please state your name and residence for the record, please.
Brian Bassett, 18860 Bethpage Drive, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Can you raise your left hand? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Board. Mr. Chairman, thanks for having me here this evening. I'm here on behalf of...
Excuse me?
No, it's... Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Here on behalf of Cape Henlopen School District for a special exception for Beacon Middle School, located on John J. Williams Highway. Beacon Middle School is a fairly new school. It was built in 2003 for a capacity of 475 students. Unfortunately, since 2003, that school and the district as a whole have breached capacity and now are on to the levels of modular classrooms at most of our school buildings. Last year, Cape Henlopen was the fastest growing school district in the state. We went from 4,634 students in 2010 to 4,845 in 2011. Now, that's an increase of 215, which may not seem that significant, but when the buildings were already at capacity, you know, another 25 students needs another teacher, needs another classroom, and each building has turned every available space into a classroom. They've converted closets, locker rooms, everything has been converted into classroom space in that school district. Those numbers represent the count as of September 30th. That's the official count for school districts in the state of Delaware. After that date, they went up another 80 students by February, and then by the end of the year, they were actually 100 higher than that September 30 count. So we were actually 300 students higher. A lot of people were scratching their head, wondering, is it a one-year spike? Because the previous year did not represent those sorts of numbers. And we really don't have an answer because real estate is not reflecting those numbers. We don't know if there's more families moving in with grandparents in our area or what's accounting for it, but the numbers are there. Within the last 30 days, visited the principals of each of our building, and we are seeing increased enrollment through the summer. Shields Elementary was one I spoke to today, and they're up 70 students from where they were at the end of school year. So that's just in the last 4 weeks. So our district is definitely experiencing an enrollment incline. We know modular classrooms are a temporary solution. Currently, the school district has a task force that I'm actually the head of, and I should have told you what I do at the district. I'm the Director of Administrative Services, which is in charge of the facilities for the district. And I am the chairperson of the task force, which they always put together to go to the community to find out what they want to build next and before they go out to referendum. And Cape Henlopen had a 20-year plan put together approximately 11, 12 years ago that called for new middle schools, which are now complete, a new high school, and then a phase three to that plan, which called for new elementary schools and expanding the two middle schools, the one that we're talking about here this evening. And they called for that to occur years 13 to 20 of the long-range plan, which is where we're at right now. The interesting thing is that long-range plan was already off by 350 students from where we actually were today. The enrollment projections just skyrocketed. So the task force right now is planning to ask for new elementary schools. We don't know exactly how many or which towns yet, but that's in the discussion. But Beacon Middle School and Mariner Middle School were both built with a pod concept, which would allow additional classrooms at the end of every hallway. Beacon was approved, and the core structure of the building was set up to receive 12 more classrooms. That is our current plan right now. Whenever we go to referendum after the task force meets, is to add on to Beacon Middle School those 12 additional classrooms. We know we need to act quickly on that. We probably won't get our major capital request into the state until next year. And then, as you're all well aware, that still has to go through referendum. And even after that, it can be 3 years before you actually start. So that's the reason we put the five-year limit on the request for the modular. At the end of that 5 years, we're hoping that, you know, our referendum will have passed. We'll have additional classrooms built onto that space. And if we find out a year or 2 years from now that a referendum fails, we'll have to go to Plan B, which could be restructuring grade levels, redrawing boundary lines to maybe move additional students to schools that were allowed to put modulars. You know, we'll have some backup plans in place. But our ultimate goal right now is to expand Beacon to what it was originally designed for with those 12 additional rooms. Based on that, we are not purchasing these modulars. It's on a one-year-to-year lease. anticipating that we're going to keep it for the 5 years. But if enrollment were to drop and students move out of the district, we would be more than happy to get rid of the modulars because it's at a very high monthly expense to the district, and we don't like the look of them really any more than anyone else does. The two that are in question for this project, though, are behind the building out of view of the main highway.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Babb, you're going to place two.
Yes, the original plan was to put in two modulars, and actually, if that's available for discussion, we know 100% the current numbers. We could fill one of them today. The second one, we really won't know until enrollment is through in August, and I didn't know what would be the better path forward. If we find out that we don't need that one, if we could contact and put a hold or cancel that second permit, we don't want to put it in if we don't have to. Our superintendent requested it at the time because last year in August, when the numbers came in, it was too late to react. So this year, if that happens again, we wanted to be prepared. And to be honest with you, we're right now on the borderline. We could probably get by with just the one modular if enrollment were to stop today where it's at. But again, we don't...
How big are these modulars? I didn't hear you say...
Yeah, they're 24 foot by 68 foot. The box is 68. Actually 64 when they take the hitch off. And Beacon currently has a modular on-site classroom, and this one would be placed right next to it, so there's already access control at that door, and electricity and sidewalks out there to that location.
Are they new?
No, it's a William Scotsman leased building. You can only purchase them new, so since we're doing a year-to-year lease, it's a used building. Yeah, and we won't know the actual age of the building. We've requested as new as possible for our own student and staff comfort, as well as for the view of it, even though it's behind the building. And they've usually been pretty good. Usually it's a 3 to 5 year old building.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
None.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
And again, Mr. Ortman?
No.
And Mr. Callaway? None. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11008 based on the testimony, and also for the special use exception, will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties. God bless you.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11008. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for same as stated.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Since we didn't hear any testimony that would suggest that it would substantially affect adversely, aye.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the reason that's been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11008 is approved at this time. Good luck, sir.
That's
I'm sorry.
For 5 years.
Yes, I'm okay. Sorry. That's for 5 years.
For 5 years.
For as requested, for 5 years, sir.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
My mistake.
It's